What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva, come with a little bit of Ladies and Gents podcast. I know y'all have seen Leave the World Behind. I know y'all have seen the movie Leave the World Behind, which is, you know, I heard through the grapevine that this is a Barack Obama. And Michelle, I'm including you in there too, that this is an Obama project. And my question is, why go through all this to shoot a movie instead of just coming out and telling us what's going to happen? Because you already been president. It ain't like, you know, what they going to do to you. But, you know, but what, let me go into this. Julia Roberts acts like a sideways, you know, hypocrite in this movie. You in somebody else's house. You mad because they came home to their house because there's a situation going on, but you don't want them there. And it's their house and they allowed you to rent it for a spell. And you asking for ID, you asking for all these things, and then you had to put your foot in your mouth when you realized that you was gonna try to leave and take your butt to New Jersey and, you know, go see your sister and had to turn back around and come back and knock back on the door. I just, you know, like I said, I'm bewildered. But whatever, what else really tripped me out about this particular, you know, this particular movie is that her and the guy who owned the house was in the basement with all the records jamming. They are dancing like ain't nothing else going on in the world. They don't even know if they're gonna live or die. But they have had a Soul Train moment in the midst of they, you know, of chaos. And I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but my question is Julia Roberts didn't seem like, like as a woman she, you know, played, you know, coming from, you know, being a white woman in this movie and, you know, maybe her background. I don't know what music she listened to. I would have been okay had they listened to Bon Jovi. I would have been okay if they listened to Willie Nelson. I would have been okay had they been listening to Barbara Streisand, but they took it so old school. It don't seem right. It don't seem like that's a song that she would just be jamming off of unless she dated black guys, unless she had a thing for the dude, or she, back in the day, she used to deal with black people, but she was trying to act funny in front of her husband. I don't know. But for them to go to this degree of R&B, that's all I'm saying. For this type of degree for R&B, I'm bewildered. And also, what also kind of caught me by surprise is all the Teslas, how they were driving each other, how, you know, we so-called gonna go through this apocalypse, and that may be the case. That could probably be the case. And we hope and pray that, you know, they don't take things to this degree. But like I said, Barack and Michelle, you know Barack was behind this. You know what's up. I don't know why you just won't come out and tell us black folks what's going on and y'all find a secret hiding spot for us to go to, because, you know, we already done been, our people done been through enough. Why would you make a movie? Why would you spend all this money on a movie instead of just coming out and telling us what's about to happen? I'm confused. I'm confused. I'm bewildered. And also too, the boy in the movie lost all his teeth. I'm just trying to figure out, that sound was so loud it could have made people deaf, but to lose your teeth? Good God Almighty. Could somebody catch the bus? Somebody catch the bus and give me a ticket on Metro. Like I said, this movie, it threw me off in a sense because the irony is just, there's no justification for the irony. And like I said, Barack, you could have shot another movie. You could have talked about the masses back in the day. You could have shot anything else, but you could have did something else with your time and your money. That's all I want to say, Barack. Michelle, get Barack. Tell him next time he make a movie, he need to be a little bit more clear on what it is. And then the movie ended with nothing. We don't know what happened. We don't know if anybody, what really took place. You know, we don't know. And then the man that lived up the street, how they went to go visit him and he was ready to shoot them because he was on their property. But once again, nobody knew what was going on. And for him, for them to have to beg him, you was gonna shoot them for what? Meaning that people are gonna be on so on guard that they not gonna trust one another, that you know you gonna try to wipe out human race. How? Why? Barack, you just became, you was president. Why the negativity? Why? That's what I wanna know, is why. I'm, like I said, I'm a little bewildered. I'm flabbergasted, because we need encouragement. We need inspiration. We need these prices of these groceries to go on sale. You know, we need either some more, you know, benefits, or, you know, some better health care. And you guys, you know, you're going to make a movie about the world ending or tragedy and, you know, dancing to hip hop. I don't know, Barack. I'm, like I said, I feel like y'all could have done something else. I know y'all ain't asking for my opinion, but I'm giving you my 2 cents and a bag of chips. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company, with a little bit of Ladies and Gents podcast episode. You guys be easy, be blessed. Peace out.